Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up? It's the Fame Radio, bitch. You're listening to High Def. Wednesdays at 5:30. You already know. Yeah. That's Sloan with Medusa. They don't want no look. You see your Girl Scout, everybody out. Cookies, I'm on that mat, so I don't speak nothing PC. I'm fly, flow, crack, pizza, nosebleed. This is just my hate, man. God, did me right. These ain't these, but these. Sitting right. This Ooh. Ass is me. No booty shots, booty pops, no need. Got supplied it for free. Yes, a girl, I was more easy baked than ball beads. Ball face, catty bitches will get neutered and spayed if they get in my way. That's love within the building, and you listen to Spade. Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, you are now listening to SpadeRadio.com. We are here. Today is Wednesday, October 27th, man. It's raining outside, so it's kind of dreary. So we're going to stay in tonight. We ain't going nowhere. But today we will have Zach in the building of Team Blackout. You know him from being on Run's House and everything, and them doing their performances on the show. We're going to have him in the building. In fact, I think we might have him in the building right now. 347, who's in the building?
Yo, what's good? Is that?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. First of all, I'd like to thank you for calling in, taking the time out of your, you know, busy schedule and everything.
Oh, no doubt, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. So, basically, for the people that may not have saw Run's House or they may not be familiar with your work, tell them a little bit about you.
Well, basically, I'm one-third of the group Team Blackout that we basically made a lot of appearances on MTV's Run's House for like a good 4 seasons. You know, Run's House is about Rev Run from Run DMC and his family. So basically, my best friend, JoJo Simmons, I've known him since we was in first grade. Like, he's basically, you know, the head of the group. Me and him started it together. And we just came about, met my boy Reggie. And from then on, you know, we went on to sign a deal with an independent label, came out with an album in 2008, and the album was called Lights Out. And right now at the moment, you know, we are working on solo projects. So that's basically what's going on right now.
Okay, so the group is still together?
Yeah, we still a group. Like, you know, we're still doing the group thing, but we thought it'd be better to focus on solo projects, you know, expand the brand a little bit and give people a chance to get to know each and one of us individually. So,
okay. So, what is your project that is going to be coming out?
My project, well, I'm dropping a mixtape at the end of the year, like around November, December, and it's called Rapsody. And it's going to be, I'm basically going to be rapping over a bunch of classic hip hop tracks, and I'm going to be incorporating my live drumming onto the tracks as well. I play drums, so I'm going to be playing live drums along with rapping on these tracks. And I might get some other musicians as well to add some other instruments on it, so make it real big. And then after that, I got an album that's probably dropped next year around 2011. So, but first we're going to do the mixtape thing.
Okay. All right, so you play the drums. So do you think that helps you with your flow or anything like that? Because, you know, there's a lot of artists, you know, they just rap. So do you think that playing the drums helps?
Yeah, I would say definitely, you know, being an actual musician, as far as my musicianship and dealing with rhythm and just how to approach songs and writing songs is definitely helpful, you know, playing an instrument as well. So and I study jazz performance at City College, so that's what I'm going to school for, so.
Okay. I think, you know, a lot of people that watch the show, they have, like, a misconception of, you know, you and JoJo and them, like, y'all, spoiled rich kids. Like, so, man,
yeah,
give
exactly.
The people an idea, yeah, you know, give the people an idea of how you grew up in Queens.
I'm glad you asked that, man, because, like, I don't know. I guess people get a certain perception from what they've seen on the show And I guess at the end of the day, I really can't blame them for, like, thinking the way they think, because, you know, they see the TV and they think that's just straight up what it is, reality. But there's a whole lot of other things that go into it. And, I mean, you know, growing up in Queens, I come from just a regular middle-class family, you know, nothing, I don't come from wealth, I don't come from anything like that. Like, my background's a little different from JoJo's background. And so, like, basically, I come from a two-parent household, just raised in Queens, Briarwood, Queens, and, you know, I got to just work hard and struggle for everything that I get. I have to work hard and look for the opportunities myself. So, you know, I came a long way, I feel like. But it's definitely total opposite of what people would think from just watching the show, so.
Okay, that's what's up, because I'm glad you cleared that up, because a lot of people think that you're all rich and you're all on the TV show.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's kind of annoying, though. I'm not going to even lie. Like, I don't know, people, you know, it's almost unfair in a way, because people get mad and they say, oh, they from the show, although them dudes, they rich, they spoil kids, got money, they don't have to work for nothing. And it's like, yo, I work my ass off, yo, like, I work hard. And it just kind of, I don't know, it's upsetting at times, but, you know, at the end of the day, I can't really blame them. You know, they see the television, so, I mean, I got to live with that, you know. And it's just my job and it's all our jobs individually to, you know, show them the real and just give them what's really going on. So that's why it's great that we're working on solo projects so people could really understand each one of us.
Okay. That definitely makes sense. Definitely. So as far as the production on musically on your album, are you going to be reaching out to any, like, known producers, or are you going to working with underground cats?
Well, like, at the moment right now, I'm working with a lot of upcoming artists, you know, upcoming producers. No big names as of yet, but, I mean, you never know what could happen from here and to the next year, 2011, what might occur. So, basically, the people I work with, shout-outs to Benetton Boys and Dreamcatchers, and my dude, Mr. Silverberg. Those are, like, some producers of mine that I'm working with real closely. And a couple other producers out there as well that sent me beats. So, you know, shout out to all of them that helped me out with the project.
Okay, is our team Blackout going to be on the album? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to have a couple of tracks with them. And, yeah, you know, I got to keep the team on there. Most definitely.
Okay, all right. So your single that's going to, your single Money Right that you're working on right now, I understand that it's not really, like, particularly about making money or, like, you know, it's not going to be a flossing type of song.
Nah, it's the total opposite of that, actually. Like, I guess you would, like, from hearing the song, the title Money Right, you would think it's a stereotypical, you know, song about, oh, getting money, this and that. Everyone got a song about getting money, but it's really about, you know, the struggle to get money and trying to get it and trying to improve your life. And production-wise, it's got a whole bunch of different musical layers on it as far as the production. There's, like, it's still hip-hop. I'm still keeping it hip-hop, but at the same time, it's got this nice funk, jazzy kind of vibe to it, you know, live instruments, live horns. So there's something different. So I can't wait for people to finally hear it.
Okay. All right. So are there anybody you would like to reach out? On as far as production on the album, who would you like to work with?
Wow, like, and so there's so many producers out there. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, a dream of mine to work with Kanye West. I love his production. I don't know, like, some people, like, they favor him rapping more than producing, or some producing over rapping, but maybe both. But I think he's a ill producer, but, you know, Kanye, and you got, of course, you know, a track from Swizz Beatz would be nice, but, you know, it'll happen one day. Eventually, it's going to happen, so I ain't really worried about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So just got to keep grinding.
Right.
Yeah,
keep making those hits. Keep making those hits, most definitely. So there's a lot of artists out there. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of artists that are in good position to make hit records, but they're not making big records. So What's going to, you know, help you to stand out, you know, in the crowd of so many talented people and so many talented people that are, you know, connected and they're still not making big records?
Well, I would say what's going to separate me from that is I think I'm just coming with a different kind of sound, a different vibe. I'm just really staying true to myself. I'm not worried about, you know, what's hot right now, what the trend is. Like, I mean, I'm still trying to make hot records, trying to make records that people could relate to that's catchy. But at the same time, I'm just production-wise, I'm going to be incorporating my live musicianship. So trying to give it a different sound. I'm trying to bring the jazz music that I listen to and I study at school, trying to, like, put that into my hip-hop music. So I'm just trying to come with something different. And hopefully that'll set me apart from all the artists that are out there trying to do it.
Okay, yeah, I definitely think that's unique. The fact that you play an instrument. So, I mean, anything that you can use that'll make you unique, I guess it'll work in your favor.
Exactly. You got to just take all your resources, everything that you got, and, you know, just trying to find a way to put it together and make something different. I think everyone should do that.
Just getting your opinion of something in general. What do you think of Jay-Z and Kanye West making an album together?
I think it's crazy. Like, I love the fact that, like, they dropping music. Like, Kanye's always got a new song out every Friday now. Like, I love that, just the fact, just to hear the music and hear what they're coming out with. But at the same time, it gives me more options of beats to choose from to write to for the mixtape and stuff. I like that. So, Kanye, I'm glad he keeps coming out with them tracks every week. But I can't wait to hear, like, the whole album with them two together. Those are, like, two of my, like, really favorite artists. I mean, there's a bunch of other favorite artists I got, but those definitely stand out. So the album with those two is probably going to be crazy.
Yeah. You know what? When Kanye puts out those songs every week, it reminds me of back in the days when people used to do music for the love of it. You
for
know,
real.
Because he's not making any money off putting those songs out. He's doing it because he loves music.
Yeah,
And I think it kind of brings us back to the essence, and that's why I think it's kind of exciting, because they're like, okay, he's doing this, you know, just for the love, you know. And
exactly.
Yeah, and a lot of artists aren't doing that right now, but definitely I'm a fan of Kanye.
Yeah, this whole new, you know, vibe that he's got going on, like, I think ever since that whole incident at the VMAs, and he got a chance to, like, really, you know, sit down and think about things and just observe and analyze himself, like, definitely, like the vibe he's coming out with, like, he's just about the music. I mean, he's not saying that he never was about the music, but he's really, like, you know, just focused on delivering, like, good music for the people. So I definitely commend him for that, and not worried about making money or sales or anything. Just, you know, just willing to drop a song every week is cool, so.
Yeah, most definitely. So if you could put, like, since you were in a group, and you guys came together and you know, you put out an album and everything. If you could put together, like, if you were to mastermind and to put together a group between your favorite artists, who would that group consist of?
Damn. Oh, man. let me think. Like, I mean, you know, definitely Nas. Nas is, like, my favorite rapper. So I got to say Nas. A group. Could it be producers also? Could I put...
Well, yeah, they can make the beats for the group.
Yeah, like, I would say, like, Dr. Dre making beats. But, like, I'd say Nas. Who else does... I put... Well, I guess you put Jay. Got to put M. And I say Fabulous. I'd throw that out there. That'd be something different. I don't know if you'll ever see that come about. But yeah. that'd be kind of dope, though.
Yeah, that would be ill. That would definitely be ill. Did you happen to see? There's a video floating around on the internet. It's Baraka Flocka Flame. It's like a parody of the president rapping.
Oh,
did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it, but, like, I mean, I see it on the internet, but I haven't clicked on it yet to watch it. But I heard about it. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah. It's a big controversy because you know, it became very, you know, it's very popular on the internet, and Waka Flocka Flame came out and he said that he thinks that it's ignorant and he thinks that it's disrespectful. So, but okay. I was gonna ask your opinion of it.
Sorry. I'm gonna go watch it now when I go home.
Wow, okay.
I'll tweet you and let you know.
Okay, cool. did you hear about the MC Hammer beef with Jay-Z?
Yeah, I heard something like that. Like he was mad at Jay because Jay made that referenced him in a line in the was it Show Appalled?
Yeah.
Was that the song? Yeah, I heard about that.
Like, do you think it's beneficial, like, for artists to, like, someone of MC Hammer to be going at Jay-Z? Do you think that makes sense?
To make sense? I don't know if it makes sense, but, I mean, I guess I could understand him being upset a little bit, like, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's hip-hop. I mean, you know, in hip-hop, everyone, you know, we use references to different things that happen in culture. So, like, you know, that I guess MC Hammer's career, you know, he was really big. So there's a lot to pull from that. So, I mean, it's just some good hip-hop, I think, that Jay was going about saying the line that he said. I don't think it was really meant to you know, diss or make anyone feel bad. But I guess I could understand at the same time MC Hammer feeling a certain way about that. But I feel like I've heard other artists say it, like mention stuff like that in rhymes in the past too, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You know they're talking a lot about Nicki Minaj right now. Did you happen to hear her new single called "Right Through Me"?
Nah, I haven't heard that yet. I've heard like a whole bunch of other stuff. I haven't heard that one.
Okay. So what do you think of Nicki Minaj?
Yo, I love Nicki Minaj. Like, she's doing the thing, and a lot of people might not realize, but she's also from Queens, too, like me, so she's a fellow Queens native, so I definitely got to support that. Anyone from Queens, you know, doing their thing right now, and she's doing it on a major scale, and on top of that, she's doing it, she's representing the women, female rappers, and just women in general, so I think it's a good thing for hip-hop, so I'm happy for her.
That's what's up. So, well, basically, back to your music. So,
okay.
what would be the ideal situation for you? Because, are you still signed to the you were signed to the group was signed to E1, right?
We were signed to a label called Latchkey Recordings.
Okay.
And, So, but right now we're not signed anymore. We're all independent artists.
Okay, so what would be the ideal situation for you as a solo artist? Like, what label would you like to be on, or what is your goal as far as, you know, do you want to remain independent, or do you want to, you know, possibly sign with a major, or how do you feel about that?
I mean, like, I'm open to anything. I'm open to the major labels, but, I mean, at this point right now, you know, I'm basically just focused on, you know, working independently and trying to get the buzz up and get the name out there more and people hearing the music. And, I mean, I feel like I got a decent following right now, so I just want to keep on improving on that. And then I guess we go from there and see what happens. Like, maybe once we start building it even more, you know, see if the labels come at us. So I'm not really worried about it right now. I'm comfortable right now where I'm at. So, but hopefully see what happens.
Okay. All right, cool. So we definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Where can the fans find you, like on MySpace and Twitter and stuff like that?
Yeah, they can check me out on Twitter.com/ZACH89. Also my Facebook is Facebook.com/IAmZAC89. And MySpace, I haven't been on MySpace in a while, but they could go check me at myspace.com/CONSENZ. And YouTube, I got a YouTube page as well, ZACHTV14. So I'm all over the internet, so they can check me out.
All right, cool. So what is the 89 for?
Oh, that's just the year I was born.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. But we
that's
definitely appreciate what happened.
Oh, no, I was saying that's actually the name I'm going by now, Zach 89. So.
Oh, okay. Zach 89.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. That's what's up. So, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show, man. You're welcome to come on anytime. When your mixtape drops, you can call back and let the people know, you know, exactly what you're doing.
Good looking out.
You know, and make sure when you you send us the single, you know, when it's available.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, yeah. I can't wait to put it out. I'm definitely going to have y'all play and send y'all this. So good looking out with that.
No problem. No problem at all, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
All right. Yeah, yeah, that was Zach 89 of Team Blackout. We just had a chance to talk with him. He was telling us about his new album and his new mixtape that he's going to be dropping real soon. We appreciate him taking the time out to give us a call. But we're going to get into a little music right now because I know that's what everybody's waiting for. I got some new Jamie Foxx with Drake. Let's get into it. That's not it. I have new Jamie Foxx. That was Kanye West. Sorry. let's find the Jamie Foxx.
Something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear
off your shoulder, barely sober, telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and no, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before, and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like your second chance, and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come? wrong with you? Talking to myself, but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while, and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested, making all the same mistakes, and I'm just trying to correct it. And I'm falling.
No one asks you.
I don't care.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road.
Unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual.
You're listening to spateradio.com. Sorry about the little pause there. But I want to thank Zach89 of Team Blackout for calling in today. We really appreciate him taking the time out to give us a ring and everything and put us up on what everything that he's doing. He has a mixtape coming out, and then he has an album dropping. So you make sure you stay up with him on Twitter. His Twitter is twitter.com/Zach89. So that's ZACH89, the numbers. And, stay up, on what he's doing. He's definitely a cool dude. But make sure you keep checking us out, spateradio.com. And, we'll keep you in the loop. All right. We out of here. Peace.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.